People have been crossing bridges over the Charles River for more than 100 years. When the first bridges were designed, they were a marvel, creating opportunity for economic development. These days, about 250,000 of us depend on them as part of our daily commute to work, school, and to our homes on either side of the Charles. But 9% of the bridges in Massachusetts are considered structurally deficient, including several over the Charles River.
So that's 467 of the 5,043 or 5,100 bridges we have.
Frank DiPola is the highway administrator for the Massachusetts Department of Transportation.
Structurally deficient means that at least one portion of the bridge, and we divide the bridges into three major categories, the substructure, the foundation, the superstructure, which is the actual frame or skeleton of the bridge, and then we have the roadway surface. So if any one of those three components fails to meet the design loading criteria, the bridge will be deemed structurally deficient.
Structurally deficient does not mean a bridge is unsafe, but it is in need of repair.
Some of these beams also corroded. I think that they may be up to a point almost beyond repair, so you may have to have a new bridge.
Ming Wong is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Northeastern University. We've come to visually inspect the Charlestown Bridge, a rusty truss bridge that crosses the Charles River, connecting Charlestown to Boston's North End. The bridge has six lanes, but two of them are blocked off, and there's a sign posted that reads, "No trucks." The Charlestown Bridge is structurally deficient. Wong says it looks like the bridge has been patched up in a piecemeal sort of way. Underneath the bridge, there are steel beams that are rotting away. Redundant beams are carrying the weight.
In this case, because of redundancy, it seems to be safe, but from what I see, the corrosion is really ugly, and it's time to repair by stripping the paint.
With his hand, Wong flakes off some of the rusty paint on the surface of the beams.
Thank you.
It is literally peeling off and dropping into the Charles River below. Wong says stripping the paint from the Charlestown Bridge will not be easy because it most likely contains lead. The state DOT spends about $450 million a year on bridge projects, but not all of the bridges in Massachusetts are maintained by the state. Many of them, like Boston's Charlestown Bridge, are owned by cities and towns, which have a lot less money for repairs.
We inspect every bridge at a minimum once every 2 years. Once we deem a bridge structurally deficient, we inspect it every year.
Because of its structural problems, the Charlestown Bridge is inspected by the state DOT every 6 months.
We try to take care of those that have the highest exposure, the highest risk. We don't have the financial resources to go out and replace them all. We're trying to focus the resources we have on those that give us the best return and are the most critical for us to address.
Rob Rotenbucher, the supervising structural engineer for the city of Boston, says the Charlestown Bridge is on its priority list.
We're in a design process now that's scheduled to end in 2015.
Until then, if you drive one of the 40,000 vehicles that cross the Charlestown Bridge every day and you're wondering if the bridge is safe, Rotenbucher says it is.
We have a term for bridges that are unsafe, and that term is closed.
There are 34 bridges closed in Massachusetts, including one in Boston. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.